朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
To the Word of God.
我们一起翻开神的话。
Book of Galatians, chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
We shall read from verse 11 to 24.
我们从第十一节读到第二十四节。
Father, we are so thankful that you allow us to be your children.
天父，我们实在是感谢你，我们能够成为你的孩子。
And we have opportunity to remember you through the bread and cup.
我们能够有机会借着杯，借着饼，能够来纪念你。
What a blessing!
这何等的祝福！
And now when we sit in front of you,
现在当我们坐在你的脚前，
how we pray that your Holy Spirit will enlighten your Holy Scripture.
我们实在是求你的圣灵会照亮你的话。
So that our heart will be shown well.
以至于你自己的心意能够被显明在我们的心里。
How we desire that you will speak to us.
我们实在是盼望你能够对我们说话。
We will cry out to you, said, Lord, speak, and thy servant listen.
我们向你呼喊，主啊，求你说话，仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
For those who know the book of Galatians,
你们如果认识加拉太书的话，
they know that from chapter 1 verse 11,
你就会知道从第一章的第十一节开始，
until chapter 2 verse 21,
一直到第二章的第二十一节，
this section being called Paul's autobiography.
这一段好像是说是保罗的自传。
Just like in the book of Acts.
就像是在使徒行传的里面。
Chapter 22 and 26.
第22章跟26章。
He shared his personal life.
他把他自己的生命跟大家分享出来。
But if you read through all Paul's writing,
那你如果看读遍了他所有的写的东西，
you understand one thing.
你就会了解到一件事情。
Paul do not try to share his testimony.
保罗不只是仅仅来分享他自己的见证。
He have no intention to get other people's attention.
他并不是想要其他人来注意他。
Is when he come to the point, he have to use his personal experience.
而是当他讲到一点的时候，他必须用他自己的经历。
To proclaim the wonderful grace of God.
来宣告主他这个伟大美奇妙的恩典。
Such that he can help other people. What is the supernatural essence of the gospel?
以至于人家可以了解认识到福音的那个超自然性是什么？
Last time when we read the first part of chapter 1,
上一次当我们读到加拉太书第一章的前半段的时候，
we noticed that Paul gets so excited.
我们发现保罗好像开始很兴奋的感觉。
This is not exciting in a good way.
这不是一个很好的兴奋。
He is actually extremely annoyed.
他其实是一个非常烦躁的一个情况。
Because the church he loved so much.
因为他这么爱的教会。
Will so quickly forsake all those pure gospels.
会这么快的就离开那个纯正的真道。
To follow another gospel.
然后去从别的福音。
It's not a gospel.
那并不是福音。
And so in the first part of this chapter,
所以在这一章的前半段，
you will notice that,
你会发现，
especially in verse 8,
特别是在第八节的时候，
Paul made an astonishing claim.
保罗说到一个非常惊人的一个宣告。
He said that any gospel that is different from his was a counterfeit.
但无论是我们若传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Such a bold claim,
这么大的一个宣告。
In those days,
在当时。
And even today,
甚至在今天。
People will view that to be arrogant.
人都会说这个是何等的骄傲。
Paul aware of that.
保罗其实是知道这个的。
But to face those false teachers' accusation,
但是去面对他，当他面对那些假师傅他们所说的话，
Paul has to be so bold.
保罗必须要这么大胆的说这样子的话。
So he started in the second half of chapter 1.
所以在第一章的后半段，
he have to prove it.
他必须要证明
what he proclaimed is true.
他所宣告的是真的。
In the verse 11 and 12.
在第十一、第十二节的里面，
he boldly assert.
他大胆的说这个。
The supernatural origin of his gospel message.
这个超自然的这个福音的来源。
And from verse 13 to 24.
第十三跟第十到一直到第二十四节。
He used his personal conversion experience.
他用着他自己悔改信主的经历。
To prove that the gospel he proclaimed has a supernatural origin.
来证明他所信的这个福音是有一个超自然的一个来源。
And in that section,
然后在这一段的里面，
he talked about what happened to before he was saved.
他说到在他得救之前，
he talked about at the time he was converted.
他说到在他得救的当时。
And what happened after he was converted?
然后在他得救之后，发生什么事？
If you noticed,
如果你注意的话，
verse 11,
第十一节，
the Chinese translation didn't really show that clearly.
中文的翻译并没有这么明显的讲清楚。
In original and also in good English translation,
在原文的里面，而且在很好的一些英文的翻译的里面，
it go like this.
他说的其实是这样说的：
For I would have you know, brethren,
弟兄们，我如果是我的话，我希望你了解的是
what he is trying to tell them.
当他试着在说的是什么？
This is an important issue.
这是一个非常重要的事情。
And I will make every effort I can.
我会尽我所能的。
To ensure that you get it.
来确定你懂的。
You know this is important.
你让你知道这是非常重要的。
He did not want them to be ignorant about the fact.
他不要他们对于这个事实上是无知的。
That the gospel he proclaimed has a supernatural origin.
他不想要他们不知道说他现在所传讲的这一个福音是有一个超自然的，是来自于超自然的一个来源。
Because those false teachers accuse Paul,
因为那一些假师傅他们控告保罗的是什么呢？
That Paul didn't preach the complete gospel.
他们说保罗没有把完整的福音说出来。
And Paul defends himself fiercely.
然后保罗就竭力的来为他自己辩论。
Because the integrity of apostolic authority,
因为使徒这个权柄的完整性，
will determine the authority of the New Testament.
就可以决定新约的所说的话的那些权柄从哪里来。
if whatever Paul received,
如果任何保罗所收到的、接受的
，is not supernatural，
不是一个超自然的
，is not divine，
不是从神而来的
，then whatever he wrote，
那他所有任何他写的东西
，will not be supernatural，
就不是超自然的
，will not be divine，
就不是从神而来的。
So Paul want to emphasize.
所以保罗他要非常注重这一点。
He said, "I neither received it from man, or was I taught it."
他说，因为我不是从神领受的，也不是人教导我的。
This is not from human origin.
这个他所讲的不是从人而来的。
It's not.The result of some research.
不是经过一些的研究。
It's not some great inspiration.
也不是也一些突然的一些灵感。
It's not someone is so smart.
也不是有一个人非常的聪明。
They come up this genius idea.
他们发明出了这一个非常聪明的天才的一个想法，一个理论。
He emphasized.
他非常注重这个。
This is divine.
这个是属神的。
This is from Christ.
这个是从基督来的。
Not from man.
不是从人而来的。
Is from the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是从基督耶稣基督启示而来的。
Of course, Paul didn't mean.
当然保罗的意思不是
He never heard anything
不是说他从来没有听见什么事情
He never learned anything
或者是他自己没有学习
From other people
或者是这些是从别人身上学到的
About Jesus Christ
他学到了有关耶稣基督的事
What he is trying to say here
他在这边所在讲的是什么呢
The gospel message
是福音的这个信息
is from the revelation of Jesus Christ
是从基督耶稣基督启示来的
He didn't receive from any man
他没有从任何其他的人收到这个
Not from Ananias
不是亚尼尼亚
Not from Peter,
也不是从彼得
nor from James,
也不是从雅各
He said, no man was my teacher.
他说没有人是教导我的
That means, this is from Christ and Christ alone.
这说到这就是从基督耶稣基督来的而且只是从耶稣基督来的
Directly from the risen Lord.
直接从那个升天的主来的。
Paul emphasized this divine origin.
保罗不断的注重在这个属神的根源上面。
Such that the letter he wrote,
到一个地步，他所写的书信
，he asserted this is the word of God.
他说这就是神的话语。
If you remember at 2 Timothy chapter 3,
如果你记得在提摩太后书第三章
verse 16 and 17,
第十六十七节
Paul basically said not only what he wrote,
保罗基本上在说的不只是他所写的
that every scripture,
那所有的经文
all the scripture,
所有的经文
is inspired by God,
都是神所默示的。
The gospel,
福音
Paul received it,
保罗接受到这个
and he wrote it down,
然后他写下来
and today, how can we receive it?
那今天我们要如何接受这个呢
We received from what they wrote,
我们是从他们所写下来的而得着的
Only when the Holy Spirit,
只有当圣灵
open up,The Holy Scripture.
当他把他的这些圣经所展开来
，enlighten our mind and our heart.
照亮着我们的心灵，我们的意思，心思。
We can be saved.
然后我们才能得救。
From verse 13,
从第十三节开始
until the first part of verse 16,
一直到第十六节的前半段
Paul trying to provide more evidence,
保罗好像要提供更多的证明
to support what he claimed in verse 11 and 12,
来可以支持他在第十一、第十二节里面所讲的话。
He used the manner of his conversion.
他用他所得救的那个经历
to prove it is supernatural.
来证明这个是超自然的。
And he divide that into three sections.
然后他把这一段变成分成三段。
It started with what he was before his conversion.
他从他在得救之前他是什么人
In verse 13 and 14
第十三第十四节
For you have heard of my former manner of life in Judaism
你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事
How I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure
怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会
And try to destroy it
然后逼迫残害神的教会。
I was supernatural advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my countrymen.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
If you notice that,
如果你注意到
，He is persecute the church.
他逼迫神的教会
And he is extremely zealous for the traditions.
他对于遗传非常的热心
What traditions?
什么遗传
The tradition of those Pharisees.
就是那些法利赛人的遗传
All those human invention.
所有人所创造出来的东西
All those riches.
所有的富有
Riches 礼
仪所有的仪式
You have to have those
你必须要有这些仪式
Then you will be able to in good term with God
然后你经过这些仪式之后你跟神才会有个好的关系
When Paul thought back about himself
当保罗他自己回想着他自己的经历的时候
If you remember in Philippians chapter 3 verse 6
如果你记得在腓立比书第三章第六节
He wrote that he was blindness with respect to the righteousness found in the Lord
他说到就热心说我是逼迫教会的
And the second half of it.
就律法上的义说，我是无可指责的。
This particular statement,
他这一句话
is trying to prove to those false teachers.
他是要向那些假教师来证明。
I know more than you do about Judaism.
对于犹太教而言，我知道的比你还多。
And I'm more zealous than you do.
就热心来讲，我比你更热心。
All the things you're talking about that everybody have to do.
你告诉大家所要做的那些事情。
I have been there, done that.
我都做过了。
You have to remember on top of that.
你而且你要记住，在这些以上。
I'm the one.
我是那个。
To persecute those to believe in Jesus Christ.
我是那一些逼迫信主耶稣基督的人。
Why Paul is so angry about those who follow Jesus?
为什么保罗在那个时候对于跟随主耶稣的人有这么大的一个，他对他们生这么大的气？
Because the message of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的信息
make all the things he can boast about become useless.
让他们所有做的能够夸口的事情都成为没有用的。
He thought he can follow this rule, he can follow that rule.
他以为他可以遵循这个规则，那个规定。
And because he had done that,
那而且因为他都遵守了。
So he's better than those people who didn't do it.
所以他就比那些没有遵守的，他比他们都好。
And yet the message of Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣基督他所传讲的
says all those are useless.
说这一些你们做的都是没有用的。
You only have to have faith in Jesus Christ.
你只需要对耶稣基督有信心，信他就好。
That is terrible.
这个是非常非常不好的。
He cannot take it.
他没有办法接受。
He don't want self-denial and repentance.
他不要舍己，他也不要悔改。
He want to prove himself.
他要证明他自己。
He proclaim he's blameless in front of the law.
他宣告在这个义是律法的义上面，他是无可指责的。
Because he was such type a person.
但就因为他是那样的人。
So he can talk against those false teachers.
所以他可以对着那一些假师傅说。
Don't think I don't know where you're coming from.
你不要以为我不知道你们在说什么。
Don't think that I haven't done all those things you're talking about.
不要以为我没有做那些你们所教导的事情。
God didn't save people by faith plus work.
神并没有救人，然后告诉人说：“你要得救吗？你必须要信，而且你要有一个，你要做一些事情。”
God saved people by faith and by faith alone.
神救人是让他们因信称义，并且只因着信就可以。
If you remember what type of person who Paul was,
如果你记得保罗在从前是什么样子的一个人，
you will understand one thing.
你就能够了解一件事情。
No matter how moral someone is,
无论一个人的道德标准有多高，
No matter how hard trying that person is,
如果那一个不无论那个人多么的努力。
And no matter how pious and how gentle, how good that person is.
或者是那个人是何等的温柔，何等的高尚。
Just like Paul.
就像保罗。
He need the gospel.
他都需要福音。
He need this supernatural gospel.
他需要这个超自然的福音。
The opposite is also true.
相反的也是真的。
No matter how bad a person will be,
无论一个人有多么的败坏，
he's so bad to the point he dare try to destroy the church of God.
他坏到一个地步，他居然敢去残害神的教会。
And yet,
但是，
God can still save him.
神还是能够救他。
This is supernatural.
这个是超自然的。
And from verse 15 to 16,
然后第十五、第十六节，
Paul is described about the supernatural conversion.
保罗在形容这个超自然的得救的经历。
But when he who had set me apart,Even from my mother's womb.
那把我从母腹里分别出来的。
And call me through his grace.
有施恩召我的神。
Was pleased to reveal his son in me.
乐意将他儿子启示在我的心里。
Paul point out.
保罗要指出的。
Many different aspects.About how and the process of his conversion.
他要把他的这个得救的经历的不同的观点看能够看的这些观点要解释出来。
It is the sovereign grace of God.
是神有主权的那个恩典。
Notice.
你要注意。
It is God has set him apart.
是神把他分别出来的。
It's not Paul volunteer.
不是神他自愿的。
It's not Paul choose to.
不是保罗他选择要来。
It's God.
是神。
God set him apart.
神把他分别出来的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not because he had done anything good.
不是因为他做了什么好的事情。
How could you know that?
那你怎么知道这个呢？
Because when God set him apart.
因为当神把他分别出来的时候。
That's from his mother's womb.
是他从母腹里的时候就分别出来了。
What that means?
那代表什么呢？
He had done nothing.
他啥都没做。
He hadn't born.
他根本还没有被生出来。
And God set him apart.
神就把他分别出来了。
He have no merit.
他没有任何在这里面做的功。
没有功劳。
功劳。
He had no contribution.
他没有任何的贡献。
God set him apart.
神把他分别出来。
From mother's womb.
从他的母腹里分别出来。
This is sovereign grace.
这个是神他自己主权里面的恩典。
If you're talking about he have any contribution.
如果你说到他有任何的贡献。
Throughout his life.
在他一生当中。
The only tribulation he has.
他所有的贡献是什么呢？
He hated the gospel.
他厌恶福音。
He persecuted the church of God.
他逼迫神的教会。
It is God's election.
是神的拣选。
That Paul can come to Christ.
以至于保罗可以来到基督面前。
Not only that.
不只是这样。
Paul also showed us that his conversion was by sovereign preparation.
保罗也让我们看见他的得救也是神他自己的准备预备。
Paul says, from my mother's womb.
保罗说在我的母腹里。
God have set me apart.
神他就把我分别出来了。
If you know the Old Testament,
如果你知道旧约的话
，give you an example.
例如说
，Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5,
在耶利米一章五节
，They're talking about God had prepared prophet Jeremiah from the mother's womb.
他说。在母腹当中的时候，神就已经预备他了。
It is not only God's choice.
这不只是神的选择。
But God have prepared.
而且神已经预备了。
God arrange every single events and peoples and occasions in his life.
神已经预备好所有的人事物都已经安排好了。
The zeals.
让他有热心。
Ability to learn.
他能够学习的能力。
You have to understand.
你要知道这个。
At Paul's time.
在保罗的那个时代。
Just like our time today.
就像今天这个时代一样。
Everybody is selfish.
每一个人都是自私的。
We all want to find out what I can get out of it.
我们都要知道我们能得到什么。
But God had prepared Paul.
但是神预备了保罗。
Paul is different.
保罗不同。
He's zealous about the law.
他对于律法是热心的。
This is crazy.
这是一个很疯狂的事情。
Very few people will be that crazy.
不多的人是这么疯狂的。
And God prepared Paul.
但是神却预备了保罗。
And one day.
要有一天。
When Paul was saved.
当保罗得救了。
all those training,
所有那些之前的训练,
and all those zeals,
所有的那些热心,
can be used by God,
都可以被神使用。
That's amazing grace.
这是惊人的恩典。
God has sovereign preparation.
神他自己在他的主权的里面，他安排了一切。
Not only that,
不止如此。
Paul says his salvation has something to do with the sovereign calling.
保罗说到他的得救跟神自己的呼召是有关系的。
You all remember Paul's story.
你们都记得保罗的故事。
On the road of Damascus,
在去大马士革的路上,
the risen Lord,
那个升天的主,
appeared to him,
向他显现,
and called him,
然后向他对着他说,
朋友, 你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。